Hi, I'm Juliet. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. I don't know about you guys, but I think I'm getting weather whiplash. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends.
Here's the weather.
The stars aligned earlier this week in Chicagoland and gave us a few gorgeous, temperate, sunny, and breezy days. Some people even dusted off their shorts. On Thursday, the clouds were back, bringing some cooler temps in the 50s and light precipitation. This weekend looks like the beginning of another lovely few days, though, as clouds clear and temps rise back into the 60s. But then we'll be alternating between sun and showers for the rest of the week. We might even get some storms, so definitely make sure you're keeping an eye on your weather app every morning. This kind of back and forth between sunny, warmer days and cloudy, rainy days is pretty typical for Chicago this time of year as we transition into spring. Cooler air masses gather in Canada and the Northern Plains region and start to move southward. As they displace warmer air, they create minor but frequent cold fronts. Although they're small and move through quickly, they can definitely leave an impact on the weather conditions in the area. It's not exactly weather-related, but I'd be amiss not to talk about the other cool thing that happened in the skies this week. On Monday, people around the world gathered to watch the solar eclipse. As the sky went dark for regions in the path of totality, it's likely that temperatures also dropped. On average, a total solar eclipse can lower the temperature roughly 6 to 10 degrees in surrounding areas. There. Now it's weather-related. The coming of the eclipse also started a huge conversation around eye protection, so allow me to take on the role of amateur mythbuster for a moment. There's a common misconception that the sun is actually more intense during an eclipse. While I can see the logic, there's a different reason why you see so many warnings and special glasses during this time. As a general rule of thumb, most people don't make a habit of looking straight into the sun, as far as I know. That's because A, there's usually nothing special going on up there, and B, it burns. But the partial coverage of the sun by the moon during the eclipse makes staring at the sun a lot easier and more interesting than it normally is. So, although you can't physically feel your eyes burning like you would on a normal day, the UV rays can still seriously damage your eyes. And since I fear I've strayed a little too far from the weather again, here's the tie-in. As we approach sunny seasons, please remember to wear sunglasses. Yes, even if you're not planning a staring contest with that big ball of fiery gas. Too much exposure to even indirect UV rays can cause some pretty serious eye problems down the road. Plus, sunglasses will save you from all of that squinting. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep your eyes on the prize. And not the sun. In Evanston, Illinois, Juliet Allen, WNUR News.